close and slow. Summer is ending in Hampshire. Ebbing away down ramps of shaven lawn where close-clipped yew insulates the lives of retired generals and admirals, and the spyglasses hung in the hall, and the prayer books ready in the pew, and August going out to the tin trumpets of nasturtiums, and the sunflower's Salvation Army blare of brass, and the spinster sitting in a deck chair picking up stitches, not raising her eyes to the noise of the planes that pass northward from Leon Solent. Macrocarpa and cypress, and roses in a rustic trellis and mulberry trees, and bacon and eggs in a silver dish for breakfast, and all the inherited assets of bodily ease and all the inherited worries. Rheumatism and taxes, and whether Stella will marry, and what to do with Dick, and the branch of the family that lost their money in Hatry, and the passing of the Morning Post, and of life's climacteric, and the growth of vulgarity. Cars that pass the gate lodge, and crowds undressing on the beach, and hiking cockney lovers with thoughts directed neither to God nor nation, but each to each.